I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, March 23rd. What to know about a deadly mass shooting at a Colorado grocery store and where the investigation stands this morning. Also, a $3 trillion economic plan is apparently in the works, what the president is hoping for, and where it may run into problems. Plus, the first U.S. city paying reparations to Black residents. Remembering a basketball legend. And how would you like to get a COVID test delivered right to your door in hours? DoorDash is making it happen. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, unfortunately, we start today with a mass shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. A gunman killed 10 people, including a police officer who was the first to respond to the scene. It happened yesterday at a supermarket called King Supers. Police say they arrested the shooter, but so far they don't know what might have motivated him. Local police are working with FBI agents to investigate. Workers and shoppers who survived the violence say the gunman did not say a word when he walked into the store, that he just started shooting. Many people ran from the shots, others hid inside. Soon after, law enforcement surrounded the store and at least three helicopters landed on the roof. Officers were eventually seen taking a man out of the store in handcuffs. So far, they have not identified the suspect. But Boulder County's district attorney is promising to get justice for the victims' families. The White House is said to be planning a multi-trillion-dollar proposal that could shape the economy in the long term. The Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and others are all citing sources who say the package could cost as much as $3 trillion and will likely be split up into two parts. Part one could be updating infrastructure like roads, bridges, rail lines, and the electric grid. And that's expected to have extra emphasis on climate-friendly upgrades. Think creating more electric vehicle charging stations and energy-efficient housing. The second part would include free community college, universal pre-K, a national paid leave program, and some measures to lower the cost of childcare. At this point, the White House is not officially saying much about it, and apparently all the details are still up for debate and likely to change. Either way, it's probably going to be tough to get this kind of wide-ranging package through Congress. As you know, most Republicans were against the most recent COVID-19 relief package. Even though it ultimately passed, they all voted no, saying it was too expensive at nearly $2 trillion. And this one will likely cost a lot more. So where will the money actually come from? That will be a key question moving forward. The White House is said to be still thinking about various ideas for how to pay for it. Still, there is bipartisan support for a lot of the ideas in the package, especially when it comes to infrastructure. President Biden's advisors are expected to bring the proposal to leaders in Congress, as well as industry and labor groups, as soon as this week, so stay tuned. The United States is punishing China in a new way for what it calls human rights abuses, and the U.S. is not doing it alone. The U.S., U.K., European Union, and Canada all put new economic penalties in place against Chinese officials. They say all the officials are linked to abuses against Uyghur Muslims. Remember, the U.S. already declared China is committing genocide. The U.S. Secretary of State has said China is forcing people into concentration camps with more than 1 million people detained. Now, the Treasury Department says consequences will keep coming as long as China keeps abusing and torturing the Uyghur people. However, China still denies there's any human rights abuses going on, and the country is now promising to retaliate. Closer to home, one of the biggest challenges for the Biden administration is happening on the U.S.-Mexico border. So top officials are in Latin America this week to deal with the situation head on. The White House says they'll ask authorities in Mexico and Guatemala to help manage the surge of migrants traveling north. And they'll also talk about trying to better handle the issues that have so many people wanting to come to the U.S. in the first place. In the past, officials have pointed to things like poverty and corruption. Already, U.S. leaders have placed ads in Central America telling people not to come and reminding people there that most adults and families will be turned away and sent right back to their home countries. White House officials keep saying the border is closed, but there are still thousands of migrants showing up every day. So what's next? Well, besides the trip to Mexico and Central America, a couple U.S. senators from border states wrote a letter encouraging Biden to do more. They say the president needs to improve the asylum process and make sure there are enough resources to manage this surge of migrants in the meantime. Some other lawmakers feel it's up to Congress to address the border situation in an immigration bill. So far, though, Democrats and Republicans have had very different ideas on how to fix these issues. To be continued. A Chicago suburb is now the first American city to offer reparation money to Black people who live there. Evanston, Illinois, will give certain Black households $25,000 each for home repairs or down payments on property. Advocates say it's a way to right the wrongs caused by slavery, segregation, and housing discrimination. But one member of the city council voted against the plan. She said she does support reparations, but did not like how the city was telling people that the money had to be spent on housing projects. Still, it's now approved, and the city has promised to give out a total of $10 million over the next 10 years. In Evanston, the money is coming from a combination of donations and the sales tax revenue that comes from recreational marijuana. Hundreds of other communities and organizations around the country are considering other reparations proposals as well. The critics have argued Americans today should not have to pay for crimes of the past, or that these payments are ineffective at addressing the real issue of inequality. Either way, some historians say the Evanston program will likely have a snowball effect and inspire more like it around the country, possibly even a nationwide program in the future. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Rothy's. Make your mark in 2021 with chic, comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Rothy's is always up to date with what's in style, and they come in constantly changing variety of colors, prints, and patterns. I still love and wear the Rothy's flats I got last winter. I throw them on with almost any outfit, and they're hands down the most comfortable flats I've ever worn. Plus, I can just toss them in the washing machine for a quick refresh whenever I need. I'm also a big fan of the lace-up shoes I bought more recently. They're comfortable and casual, yet still stylish. And perhaps you have a goal this year to buy more sustainable products. Well, Rothy's has you covered, not only because they'll last a long time, but also because their shoes and accessories are made out of plastic water bottles. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy, where style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Okay, now back to the news. American health officials say they have new concerns about that COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford. Remember, we told you yesterday the vaccine maker reported its shots were 79% effective in preventing any symptoms from COVID-19. And the company is expected to apply for U.S. authorization in the next few weeks, so Americans could potentially get yet another vaccine option. Well, early this morning, a top U.S. health agency put out a rare statement saying it looks like AstraZeneca may have been using outdated, incomplete data when it reported those results. So it's asking the company to release updated information as soon as possible. So far, AstraZeneca has not yet responded to this latest development. We should note, even though these shots are not yet on the market here in the U.S., they are being used in more than 50 other countries. You can now get a COVID-19 test delivered to your door the same day you order it. DoorDash partnered with the health companies Vault Health and Everlywell for this. Both companies offer at-home tests that let you collect samples at home and then send them into a lab for testing. They're PCR tests, which are considered the most accurate kinds of tests on the market. And the FDA has given these specific ones the green light. The Everlywell test has you swab the inside of your nose, and you can do it totally on your own. For the Vault Health Kit, though, a staffer needs to watch you give a saliva sample over a video call. Both companies promise to have results within a day or two. DoorDash says it can now deliver them in a dozen major U.S. cities like Chicago, Dallas, Baltimore, and Phoenix. Then it will expand to more places in the months ahead. Sports fans everywhere are saying goodbye to an American basketball legend. Elgin Baylor died of natural causes at his home this week at the age of 86. It's been 40 years since he played in the NBA, but he's still considered one of the greatest players of all time. He played for the Los Angeles Lakers and led the team to 8 championship games. But even more than that, many people say he helped transform pro basketball into what it is today. Baylor brought in the era of high-flying jumps and faster-paced games. And even after he stopped playing, he was still an influential force in the game. Baylor coached what was then the New Orleans Jazz for 3 seasons, and he was an executive with the Los Angeles Clippers for more than 22 years. In a statement, the Clippers called Baylor a, quote, transcendent player, a beloved teammate, and a pioneering executive. Well, scientists are testing out a new way to clean up space junk. Right now, there are millions of pieces of debris floating around the Earth. That includes old satellites and parts of spacecraft. And all the junk could end up impacting services we use for weather forecasting, telecommunications, and GPS systems if nothing gets done about it. So scientists launched a new spacecraft this week that could help. This one is designed to find and chase down debris. The idea is for it to latch on like a magnet and push the junk into the Earth's atmosphere where it would all burn up. And that said, for now, this spacecraft needs to be tested over the next 6 months to see if it really works. If all goes well, though, this technology could be used to solve for a growing problem in the future. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. And you know, when choosing a prenatal vitamin, it was really important to me that I could trust the ingredients I was putting in my body every day. And that's why I love that you'll never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants when taking Ritual multivitamins. And yes, I switched from the regular women's multivitamin to the prenatal, and I trust Ritual for both. But they also have vitamins for men and teens. And each of their options is scientifically developed to help support those different life stages. Plus, it's convenient. Your multivitamins are delivered right to your door every month with free shipping always. And of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. So get key nutrients without wondering what's really in your vitamin. Ritual makes it clear and is now offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy to get 10% off during your first 3 months. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what does the term piano mean? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories. So find and follow us on Instagram and play along. Our handle is @newsworthypod. As for last week's trivia question, what was the first state in the modern U.S.? The answer is Delaware. On December 7th, 1787, it became the first state to approve the U.S. Constitution. So that's why it's considered the first state in the modern United States. Jumping ahead to today, Delaware is the second smallest state in area behind Rhode Island. About 974,000 people live there. It also happens to be where our current president is from. President Biden is the first president to call Delaware home. About half of all our other presidents come from just 4 states: Virginia, Ohio, New York, and Massachusetts. Shout out to Debbie, Sammy, Melissa, Ray, Leah, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for making the newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.